And it is time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, and she joins us now in the studio. Hi, Marcia.
Good morning, Kelly.
How are you?
Great. Good. I want to talk about strengths today. How do we operate from a place of strength or from our gifts? And we start with a quote by John O'Donohue. Each of us is an artist of our days. The greater our integrity and awareness, the more original and creative our time will become. Mm. So the greater integrity, you know, the undivided life, which is what Parker Palmer phrased. It's like undivided, meaning who I am on the inside and how I show up matches, and awareness of who I am, what I do well, what I don't do well. And, you know, one of the things about, I think, that gets in the way of greater integrity and awareness is that we tend, at least I've noticed this a lot in talking to people, we tend to focus on what we don't do well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've heard this, right? You know, gosh, I wish I were better at that. I got to work on that. I got to fix that. Mm-hmm. Our weaknesses are like a bright spotlight on them. And we often forget, you know, that we have these gifts, these strengths, and we'd be better served by focusing on those. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. So there's a Gallup has done a lot of research around strengths.
Yeah.
So they asked, what helps you be more successful in life, building on your strengths or fixing your weaknesses? Which one do you think got the most votes?
Probably strengthening your weaknesses.
Yeah, fixing. I'm a problem to be solved.
Right.
Right? And so if we don't attend to our strengths, if we're not consciously deploying, we are really missing an opportunity on multiple levels. I mean, in the psychology level, they say there's a sense of well-being when you're working from your strength. In the neuroscience research, what you attend to is how your brain neural pathways get created. So if you're attending to what's not working, you're not building on what you want to be creating, basically. Hmm. So let me just clarify what I'm talking about when I talk about strengths. I'm not talking about, you know, biceps. I'm talking about what you're drawn to, challenges that you enjoy doing, when you feel most alive, the kind of thing you want to practice, or when you feel you're in a zone, you know, time just melts away and you lose track of it. You feel so involved when you're done, you're not tired. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about strengths. So Gallup asked folks, how often do you deploy your strengths in a week? What would you guess would be the highest answer? How often do you deploy your strengths? What you love to do, feel that you're doing your gift, really energized, feel alive.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I have no idea. 5 times, I'll guess.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, 73% said 1 time a week.
No
what
kidding.
What a tragic loss that is.
Yeah.
Was under 12% said most of the time. Under 12%. So we have an opportunity gap here, folks.
Yeah.
I certainly have been working on this for a number of years as well, because it's so easy. And we need to be very compassionate with ourselves, because the way our brains work, based on the neuroscientists, is that negative is what we pay attention to. It's what we attend to faster, and it's what sticks. The way the one neuroscience writers in Buddha Brain talked about it is that the negative is Velcro, and the positive is Teflon. So that which is working and makes us feel more alive, we might just forget about it unless we pay attention to it. So that's the way our brains work. So, you know, be kind to yourself if you're not in the under 12%. And yet, if you are an employer or a leader, you're missing a huge opportunity if you don't do a strength-based approach. One of the best predictors of a high-performing team at work was when people answered this question positively. At work, do you have an opportunity to do what you do best every day? Mm-hmm. And the higher that score, the higher, of course, employee retention and the higher productivity. And what's really cool about this is even if people were delusional and they really didn't do it well, but they felt they did, it still ended up helping with retention and productivity. So focusing on what's working is just, you know, and there's all sorts of surveys about what the performance conversations are. I love this because it's like really, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's really small for the positive, like, you know, 20%, what you do well. The biggest number was we don't talk about strengths and weaknesses at all. So there's an opportunity there as well. Now, I don't understand fully. I mean, I've been thinking about, so why is it that we don't deploy our strengths more frequently? And I, you know, of course, the neuroscience thing, and we tend to focus on what's not working. I mean, that's, our brains go there right away. So we have an opportunity just to pay attention more consciously when it's working for us. I mean, one of the ways to know it's a strength is that during the course of a week or a day, just notice when your energy's up, when you just feel a little juice, that you feel more alive or time melts. That's a sign. If you kept track of that and savored that, it helps you, helps it sort of sink in. I also think there's some aspects because of the, in the psychological realm, we all suffer from shame unless we have a severe mental illness. And so we all have some ugh, am I enough? You know, I could get better. Of course, we all have that. But we can have resilience with that. So that doesn't have to bring us down. We can honor that, know that that's normal, and then switch our attention and attend to what we want to create, attend to what we're good at. To me, that's a form of integrity in a way. It's like living out how I want to show up. It's honoring the gifts I bring. The folks at Gallup wrote a book called Strength Finders, which is real popular. And if you buy that book, you can take a test online on what your strengths are, which is good. But the author of that book said, you know, maybe you can't become everything, but you could become a much better you. Well, that's a reasonable goal, you know, to really try to show up as my best self by consciously knowing what my strengths are. I think there's a cultural aspect to why we don't focus on our strengths. You know, I don't know if there's cultures that spend a lot of time just really honoring and appreciating everyone's gifts, but I know, at least for me, in my work and in my life, in my family, it's all been, we got to get better at this. I mean, if I came home with a report card that was a couple of A's and an F, you know, the F was the one that got the focus, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of, well, what did we learn from the A's? How could we, you know, deploy that more? There's a lot of power in that. And so paying attention. So here's a couple of ways you might get more conscious of your strengths. I mean, I talked about paying attention to your day, noticing the high points or your week. Journaling really can have a huge difference. Then you'll be more conscious of it. And when you're more conscious of it, then consciously deploy it. If you know this is something that's a gift that makes you feel alive, you're good at, you'll have an increased sense of well-being if you actually consciously try to deploy that strength. If you still have really no idea, and I get this. I mean, I've worked in this field for a long time, and sometimes I think, what is it that I do well again? I forget. And so sometimes it helps to just get a trusted friend and sit down and have a conversation about when you felt most alive, when you felt like you really were in the zone. Just tell a story or two to a friend, and then look at what are the patterns there. What can I learn from that about what's mine to do? You can do inventories. I mentioned Strength Finders, which is a book. If you buy the book, it gives you a code to go online and take that test. There's also a free test online on authentichappiness.org. Authentic Happiness is a website by a positive psychologist, Martin Seligman. It's got lots of inventories that are there for free, and they have just a very simple strengths test, which could be just, you know, give you a little bit of way of starting to think about that. Because I honestly believe, and I know for myself, the less I've been beating myself up for what I'm not, and the more I've been celebrating and trying to deploy what I do well, I'm having a lot more fun. And I think I'm a lot more fun to be around, and I think I serve my community better when I use my strengths to meet whatever challenges are in front of me. So back to, and the other thing I just want to say is the neuroscience folks, and this gives me such hope, say we can continually nudge ourselves to a better place by attending to what we want to create. What do you focus on? It makes a huge difference in actually sculpting your brain. So it's not like we're not there now, we can get there. So we can become the artist of our days by consciously deploying our gifts.